O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Have you ever had a dilemma? Of course you had. A dilemma is when you must choose between two things. I guess we could say the crowd there before Pontius Pilate had a bit of a dilemma, either choosing Barabbas or Jesus, although there really wasn't much of a choice. The Pharisees and the leaders of the Jews had seen that the fix was in. The word dilemma comes from the Latin word di, meaning two, and lemma, meaning a proposition. Sometimes the better proposition, the better choice, isn't always clear. Now, have you ever heard of a trilemma? That would be a choice between three things. 20th century author and theologian C.S. Lewis, you might be familiar with him, he wrote the Chronicles of Narnia, among many other great books, also wrote famously about the Christian trilemma in his book, Mere Christianity. He said that everyone who hears about Christ must decide this proposition for himself. Is Jesus a liar? Is Jesus a lunatic? Or is Jesus the Lord? We must decide that. You must decide that. Lewis is addressing the false statement that some people often make, saying that Jesus was a great teacher, but not the Son of God. We hear that claim often today. In many circles, it's considered a very modern, sophisticated, progressive kind of thing to say. However, Jesus does not give us the choice of whether we call him a great teacher or whether we call him the Lord. And obviously, they are not one and the same. Jesus taught, but he did not aspire to be a great teacher. Jesus did not devise a philosophical system like Immanuel Kant or like Friedrich Nietzsche. He did not write an economic manifesto like Marx or Keynes. He did not even create a systematic theology like Thomas Aquinas or Lutheran theologian Philip Melanchthon. What Jesus taught was what the Old Testament already said. Love God and love your neighbor. Follow the Ten Commandments. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus' teaching might not sound especially original, but God already made his will and his laws known from the very beginning, and there wasn't really very much that Jesus had to add to it. Jesus' teaching was great and godly, but teaching was not ultimately what Jesus was about. What Jesus did have to say that was totally unique, original, and never authentically uttered by anyone before or since was this: that he, Jesus, was the Messiah, the Son of David, the Son of God, and the Son of Man, the one who came down from heaven. He said that God was his Father, and that he and the Father were one, and that he would be raised up 3 days after dying. Another thing people say today, trying to be modern, sophisticated, and progressive, is that we should focus more on what Jesus said and how he lived, and not so much on how he died and consequently rose again. No. Everything in Jesus' life pointed to his dying and rising. Without his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus would not, could not be our Savior. If Jesus wasn't born to die for us and rise again, then he is not our Lord. His life and teaching would have little meaning and no effect on our lives in the world to come. Not everyone believes that Jesus is God, the second person of the Holy Trinity. Not everyone believes that Jesus literally died and rose again. Some people would say that Jesus said these things about himself, and he knew that they were false. They say that Jesus was a liar, and that those who followed him perpetuated his lies. That's the first option of the trilemma. Jesus is a liar. If one is willing to reject what the Bible records Jesus saying and reject the testimony of eyewitnesses and reject the time-tested and true teachings of the church over two millennia, then you might believe that Jesus is a liar. Of course, from what we know about Jesus and his followers, or that they were not habitual liars. We have every reason to believe that they were morally upright people who lived as best they could by the Ten Commandments, Jesus living perfectly by the Ten Commandments. Furthermore, they had no earthly motivation to lie. Jesus proclaiming himself as God and his followers proclaiming him as Lord did not get them wealth or status. It got Jesus a cross and got 11 out of 12 apostles a martyr's death. To disprove Jesus' resurrection, all the Roman guards or Jewish leaders had to do was produce Jesus' dead body. They never did that because they couldn't. And it's not like the people of Jesus' day were silly, ignorant people who would believe just anything. The Romans studied all the great Greek philosophers such as Plato and Aristotle, as we do today. The Jews had all the literature of David and the advanced monotheism of Moses. The technology of the day included how to build fortresses and aqueducts and temples, many that are still standing. If Jesus faked his miracles, they would have known it. If Jesus lied, they would have caught him in his lies. If Jesus wasn't risen, they would have proved him dead beyond the shadow of a doubt, but they could not. Jesus and his followers were not liars. So what about the lunatic proposition? Did Jesus really believe he was God, but was simply wrong? The kind of error one only makes if they are severely psychologically demented. Now, there is a psychiatric condition where people have delusions of grandeur. People suffering with that kind of mental illness imagine that they are rich or famous, or that they are actually some notable person like Napoleon. I've volunteered and have worked in psychiatric hospitals, and I met a person who believed that he was Satan, and I met another person who believed that he was Jesus. Now, that sounds funny, but it's really very sad and kind of scary. From what we know about Jesus, he did not exhibit eccentric, antisocial, or inappropriate behavior. He was not a threat to himself or others. He didn't struggle with the activities of daily life. Not only was Jesus logical and practical, what he said and did showed incredible insight both into himself and to others. He was both clever and wise. He could love and he could work. The Pharisees and the scribes said that Jesus had a demon, which is sort of like the ancient equivalent of being insane. But Jesus turned their words back on them, saying that Satan would not cast out Satan, and showing that what he was doing was godly work, not anything destructive or unbalanced. Jesus' apostles followed his example. They lived and thought much as Jesus did. To say that Jesus was a lunatic would again require jettisoning the authority of the Bible and just good, plain, basic, old common sense. Jesus was not a lunatic. So what are we left with? Jesus is Lord. All the prophecies about the Christ in the Old Testament came true. Angels proclaimed his birth. Gentile wise men worshiped the baby Jesus as the King of the Jews. Elderly Simeon and Anna recognized him as the promised Savior in the temple when he was just 8 days old. At his baptism, John confessed him to be the Lamb of God. Led by God, St. Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah. Three times, God's voice from heaven confirmed Jesus as his son. The crowds that first Palm Sunday called Jesus the Son of David. Even those who plotted his death knew at some level that Jesus was not just any ordinary man. Pilate, with the authority of the Roman Empire behind him, put the title King of the Jews on Jesus' cross. And Thomas, the former doubter, called Jesus my Lord and my God. Need more evidence, more witnesses? Jesus' tomb was empty. His disciples and more than 500 other people saw him alive. The Holy Spirit came to the church on Pentecost just as Jesus said he would. The church Jesus founded has endured for 2,000 years despite hardships, struggles, wars, and heresies. Jesus was a great teacher, but he was much, much, much more than that. Christ does not lie, and he is certainly not a lunatic. It is abundantly clear that Jesus Christ is Lord, our Lord, your Lord. Let our minds believe, and let our hearts have faith, and let our tongues confess that holy, saving truth. Jesus Christ is Lord. And we will revisit that truth and proclaim that truth throughout Holy Week and especially next Sunday, Easter Sunday. Amen.